Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Amy Winehouse.
Ah, poor girl.
Yeah, she's a 5-1 manifesting generator. She was on the left angle cross of informing, the quarter of duality. Fifth color, right fixed, single definition. She had an electromagnetic 1222. And then she had the 34 unconscious and conscious with a conscious 10 and an unconscious 20. So she had, you know, those combination of channels and integration centering. And the poor girl is gone now.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like, talk about the poster child for projection on you of, you ought to do something. You need to be in rehab, you know. You're oppressed. Your oppression, you know. Here it is, this left angle cross of informing. And despite their oppression, they're trying to inform you. You know, they're very seductive.
Oh, she was. I mean, you know, she's also a poster child for another, you know, gifted artist, really able to, you know, bring, I think, a lot of people together through her music, mutate through her music, and at the same time, you know, getting hung up in drugs and alcohol and cutting herself and all of this kind of very negative behavior.
Oh, yeah, look at the sixth gate, first line in detriment, inferiority complex.
Right.
And that's fueling, you know, there's that solar plex through the social channel. Interesting, 22-5 directness, speaking directly, but the 12th gate, first line, is the monk. You know, it's this introverted moodiness.
Well, I think that's the thing, is that there is really this moodiness. I mean, that 22-5 directness, this disregard of form when required.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think that's part of it, that, you know, it's that, really, that razor's edge, that on one hand, it's like disregard of the form is what creates something that's new and different and mutative, and at the same time, it's like this disregard of forms that actually might have helped this girl. You know, that it's disregard of more things than she probably should have disregarded.
Well, no conscious, well, yes, she has
no,
a conscious definition,
mm-hmm.
3410,
yeah.
Following her convictions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, busy following her convictions, but
well, there's so much in the chart, you know.
Yeah.
She's got the 11th gate 4 times, right? This idealism that's really disconnected, because really she's a single definition with, you know, almost everything is all connected up.
Uh-huh.
Except for that 50th gate that she has 4 times, and this 11th gate, this you know, active Ajna, but the 11th gate of this idealism that's kind of, I think, really, you know, disconnected. And then, you know, it's like if you look at the negative of like the 50, the second line, discomfort with adversity that leads to determined withdrawal. You know, that these things that are in her chart that would push her to get away from being, you know, all of this projection on her. Well, I'm just going to drink, you know, this is how I'm going to
right,
withdraw,
well, I mean,
right?
Here she is. She made her life being a martyr. The 10th gate, third
mm-hmm.
line in detriment. Behavior is a way to attract attention.
Right.
The martyr. You know, martyr complex.
Right.
And as you said, 4 activations of this 50th gate.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them, the second line, determination.
Mm-hmm.
And 6th line, which is about inherent moodiness.
Yeah.
Determined to be moody. And, you know, and you know, with that solar splenic center, not feeling like she's going to make it or survive or...
Mm-hmm.
You know, inferiority complex, and, you know, look up here, 4th gate, 2nd line. I mean, so many detriments when you look at it.
Right.
So
right.
many challenges. It isn't like, oh, this is a bad chart, but this is a chart of a gifted person,
mm-hmm.
a very individual person, a person who can feel like an outsider, but one who can mutate you and communicate through poetry, which she did, poetry and music, except... She didn't participate. I mean, this glorification of feelings with the second line of the 4th gate. And 4th gate, 5th line, seduction.
All of these first lines, too. I mean, she's got 6 first lines. So, you know, an enormous amount of insecurity. You know, being really different. I mean, I think that's also,
yes.
You know, it's like being so different. And again, it's like everything. It's like that's a fantastic thing to be so different. And she embraced that in so many ways. And at the same time, you're different. You know, I mean, it's like you're just different. You can't like really fit in. And so, yeah, I think you're right. It's like this 10-3, this martyr role. I mean, that was the first I ever heard of her. She was like the poster child of bad behavior, right?
Every other week she's, you know, passing out on stage and stuff like that. I mean, it's almost like a Piaf, the English Piaf, you know, the poor little woman. You know, somebody ought to help her. She needs help in doing.
Well, Piaf didn't have problems.
No, but she was
drugs.
So moody and alcohol and things like that. You know, it's this vibe I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly no help. 34th gate, fifth line, indentured, annihilation.
Right.
Complete burn it all down.
Right.
Is kind of this fuel coming from her sacral. Connecting up with her martyr.
Discomfort with the need to always release power. I mean, you know, this is somebody that has to be busy. Has to be busy
right.
all of the time, you know, and busy about what? And again, I think this underlying kind of discomfort with herself.
Oh,
her
so,
own insecurity with herself.
Well, her paranoia. I mean, she's fifth color
right,
on top of it.
Right.
You know, and the 5-1 profile, you know, this paranoid fifth line, what do they want? All this projection on me, all this pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling like you have something to prove with your open heart center. But, you know, it's just like all the pressure on this person. Again, we're looking at a person, gee, she might have really benefited from a reading.
Oh, yeah. Well, she had 6 fifth lines also, you know. I mean, yes, this enormous projection on her that no matter what she did, I mean, I gather that she even had a you know, like a restraining order against the paparazzi because that's also part of it, you know.
Mm.
All of this behavior is under the microscope. So, you know, if she happens to trip on the curb, she's drunk right now.
Right.
Obviously, you know, she had a lot of problems with drugs and alcohol, but it all kind of gets magnified, I think, you know, for someone that's a fifth line like this,
right?
You know, that positive projection is turning negative so quickly, right?
Oh, I know from alcoholism myself, when people said, well, you have a problem with alcohol.
Right.
And I said, no. It's my solution.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the problem. If it wasn't for alcohol, I wouldn't be able to do anything. And you know, a lot of these cases, when you look at like Kurt Cobain and
right.
other people, that I think in a way they credit their drugs and alcoholism to the freedom they get to express their art.
Well, I think it's really this. You know, it's the two sides of that one coin. That the thing about the mutation and this, you know, mutability that's
mm-hmm.
there, that pulse that's there and then it isn't there, that, you know, on one hand, it's can be a huge advantage. It can bring enormous creativity. And that uncertainty, I think, that's driven at the same time, the melancholy, you know, it can be a complete hell. And so, you know, it's like kind of going in and out of that. And people like Amy that obviously don't have the support or whatever they need because, you know, this is probably somebody that if she could have continued, and I mean, I guess there's still questions about the death, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, obviously her life was on the fast track to
right.
to burn up anyway. But it's like this, you know, for young people not being able to make it to old age because that dichotomy between the creativity and the hell that they're living
oh, yeah.
in and using drugs
oh,
to
they,
deal with it.
They're devoured by,
right.
you know, and you look the 22nd gate, fifth line, directness, you know, speaking directly to you through this social channel,
mm-hmm.
you know, but this seductive, you know, but this introvert, 12th gate, first line, monk, and, you know, from her mental process, so you were mentioning 4 activations of the 11th gate, 2 of them are all about peace is transitory, forms are transitory, you know, the 6th line, 3rd line,
Well, all of these ideas. I mean, you know, it's like I have the 11-5. I can relate to the 11-5 in an open ajna like her. And it's like just being really driven by this level of idealism that you don't meet in the world. I mean, I would say for myself, it's one of the things that I've really been disabused of, you know, my idealism. So when I see, you know, the same kind of thing here, and it's so highlighted, that 11th gate, right? I mean, it's inner cross, you know, and you know, again, I think it being split off from everything that's she's busy with.
That single definition, you know, it's almost like there's nobody watching the shop in Amy.
She's just busy.
You know, she's just busy manifesting generator, putting it out there.
Right.
Whatever it is, it's not even, you know. And, yeah, too bad, because I hadn't heard a song she did until she did die.
Right.
And then, of course, they're playing them, people are talking about her. And her impact is really, oh, post-mortem. You know, that's when it'll be Saint Amy.
Well, yeah, no, it's the most played, you know, on iTunes, and I think I was seeing that it's like 3,175 times increase. I mean, it's just, there's nothing like dying.
No,
you have to
die to get improve your record sales. Well,
sad.
Teresa, I think we're out of time with Amy, but she's out of time too. So
yes, so
say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.